Hello, everyone. I'm Debbie Andahar Giordano of Master Brokers. Welcome to our weekly update, and we'd like to talk about what's going on locally here in Milpitas. So generally, let's look at the market. It's been no hidden secret that the market just took off this year. It started late last year and well into 2022. But I can tell you the factors are all playing in place now that the market has definitely shown signs of slowing down, and I'll point to those reasons. So one is the interest rates that buyers will pay for new mortgages. The current interest rate as of yesterday for a 30-year conforming fixed is 5.375. That's about double what it is or what it was at its lowest point a year and a half ago. So interest rates have gone up. The second factor is the stock market. As you know, the economy is kind of shaking around due to some global factors, some local factors, and the stocks are one of the down payments for buyers. So as that eases off and they have less money in their stock portfolio, they have less buying power for homes. So that's fact number two. The third fact is there are fears of recession for 2023. So buyers, again, where they might have been willing to pull the trigger a couple months ago and jump in and buy, are half of them, I think, are coming off the plate and a little bit more cautious and rethinking their position here. So I'll tell you how that played out in an open house that I had this past weekend. 895 Coventry Circle in Milpitas, a very nice home in terms of presentation. No remodeling, but it looked really, really well. So if you want to check my website, debbiegiordano.com, you can see the photos and how we present that home. It's about a 1,400 square foot home priced at $1,398,888. So the numbers are good to draw in. We only had about 45 families through. Now you might say, gee, that's quite a bit, but I can tell you at the beginning of this year, if we had that on the market, we would have seen double the traffic flow, probably about 90 families in. So offers are due this Wednesday. I'll be able to share with you, let you know if we did get multiple offers and maybe what that price point went for. So just don't know as we walk through this changing market. So open this coming weekend. I'm really excited to have 1614 Rocky Mountain Avenue in Milpitas. It's in Parktown. It's a double lot, so it's about a 10,000 square foot lot you can put on an ADU or a second dwelling unit. Lots of possibilities being sold as is with remodeled hardwood floors that have been refinished beautifully, fully painted, and really ready to move in. So that's a great property. Price point on that is $1,868,000. 888. So have that open this weekend. And then the following weekend, I've got 1796 Saratoga Avenue in Milpitas. And that's also a Parktown home priced at $1,868,888. And I'll give you more data on that as that comes, it gets developed for next week. So if you are thinking about selling, I think now's the time. The prediction is we're not going to see much more of a price increase in terms of housing value for the remainder of the year. And they're predicting a modest, at least the California Association of Realtors, a modest 5% increase for 2023. So we have really hit, in my opinion, probably the peak of the market for right now. So the sellers that are closing their escrows this week are very excited to get their money in. Run out of town, get going. So if you need help, give me a call, 408-945-8988, or my email, GiordanoDJ@AOL.com. Talk to you soon. Bye.